Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Mezuzah, Klal Tezvav, and we're looking at Siman Hay. Siman Hay is going to be an introduction to many Siman Manim which come ahead of him. He goes through the basic rules that you need to be able to be chayiv in a mezuzah with a bracha. Some of them are definitely, without them, you're definitely potter. Some of them it's a machoikis. And therefore we say, in order to be able to put it up with a bracha, you need to meet these criteria. So the Chayotim makes a list of all these criteria. He has 8 things that are necessary for a person to be able to put up a mezuzah with a bracha. That a person should be chayav in mezuzah according to all opinions, and therefore be able to make a bracha, requires these conditions. The area which you're putting the mezuzah on, the room, is at least 4 amas by 4 amas. We'll go back and talk about each one of these as we go along. It has 2 doorposts and then it has a lintel on top. Gimel, shiel habayis tikra, the house has a roof. Dal shiel oidolosis, it has to have doors. It's not just an opening, but it's an actual doorway with a door. Without a door, it's going to be a machlokes. Hey, shiel pesach gavoya, lepochas me'asar tvachim. The doorway has to be at least 10 tvachim high. And we could almost say that this is the 6th point, and some opinions said that you need it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. And the shear, we'll discuss how long a tefach and how long an amma are. Okay, so the next point, which he calls vav, but really it's the 7th point, he calls it 6, we're saying is the 7th point. It's also the dearest Adam. We'll see what's coming to exclude. If it's talking about using it for an animal, what points we're coming to exclude. But it's also, it's a place which is not made for living in, as opposed to, let's say, a shul, or possibly even a place where a person works, etc. So that's the point which is excluding over here. Zayin Shia, also the dearest covered. It's made for the higher level of usage in a person's life. Something that's used for a basic kisei or a basic America, it's these type of things are not chayav mezuzah. And cheshiya deres keva, the requirement that should be a deres keva, as opposed to a temporary person's in a temporary place. So that's not going to be chayav in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Then he says, now we're going to go through each one of the pratim. So the first point he said is that it has to be dalad amas dalad amas. So in Siman Vav he says, ain't by dalad amas dalad amas l'nikrabayis supater. So it's not 4 amas by 4 amas. That's not what the Torah refers to as a bias, and that is pater. So that's 4 by 4, that's 16 square amas. So how long is an amma? So this is machlokes, how long an amma is. The smallest accepted shear is 6, that an amma is 18 inches. So therefore, a foot and a half is an amma. So 4 ammas is 6 feet. So 4 by 4 would be 6 feet by 6 feet, which is 36 square feet. There are opinions which see that an amma is longer. Rambam calculates an amma as over 21 inches. Chazish calculates an amma to almost, it's just a little bit less than 24 inches. So basically, we round it up to 24 inches. So it's 2 feet, which means that a shear of an amma, 4 ammas, is going to be 8 feet by 8 feet. So to be able to put up a mezuzah with a bracha and feel confident you're definitely chayav in the mitzvah, a person has to have an area which is 8 feet by 8 feet, and then he can put up the mezuzah without any question with a bracha, because it is the appropriate shear. Have a good morning.